Coming up on episode number 595, it's all request night, and this one has a little bit of a theme to it. The songs tonight are all covers of songs that were big in the 80s. Yeah, big surprise there. I have a lot of those in my collection, but there are a lot of them tonight that come from different countries or were requested by people from different countries. You'll see what I mean. All this and Tina and Trivia, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is July 14th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, another All Request Night edition of Coverville. Six tracks, six requests, a lot of different countries, but all of these songs were covers or are covers of songs that were big in the 1980s. You'll hear covers of stuff from Cyndi Lauper, Dead or Alive, and M. Wonder what M song could be popular enough to get covered. Wow. Well, you'll just have to think about that one while you listen to the first set of music. Starting off with a request going out to Holger in Germany, a Coverville citizen, I might add. Thank you, Holger. Appreciate your support. He wanted to hear a band called Oyster Band, which I'd never heard of before. But now that I've heard of them, I'm seeking out more and more of their stuff because I love the feel of their music. This comes from a 1994 release called Trawler, and it's a cover of New Order's Love Vigilantes.
We will save with our rifles and grenades and some help from God. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. You just can't believe the joy I did receive when I finally got my leave and I was going home. Oh, I flew through the sky, my convictions couldn't lie. For my country I would die and I will see it soon. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. You've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. It said that I was a brave, brave man, but that I was dead. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. My family,
my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. I wanna see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so alone. Child waiting for me. I've got to go home. I've been so alone, you see. Thank you.
To Scott in Germantown, Tennessee. I thought you thought I was going to say Germany. Scott in Germantown, Tennessee wanted to hear that one. I think he heard it on XM Cafe or Acoustic Cafe, one of those. That is Old School Freight Train with a cover of Blondie's Heart of Glass. You'll find that on their album 6 Years. Very mellow take, very folky mellow take on Blondie there. Very, very cool. Love that. And then before that, you heard Love Vigilantes by Oyster Band, a sort of UK folk punk band requested by Holger in Germany. Thank you very much for your request, Holger, and thank you for your request, Scott. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you. We have a sponsor. Of course, we always have a sponsor. Tonight's sponsor, well, Mail Enhancement. No, I'm just kidding. Unless we're talking about email enhancement. And of course, you get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts when you sign up for Bluehost.com. $6.95 a month gets you unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer. Of course, you can host unlimited domains within your hosting space and file transfer. Like I said, you get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts. You get secure shell SSH. SSL, FTP, statistics, so you can measure where people are coming from to view your site. And of course, you also get free setup and registry of your domain if you haven't already registered it. If you have registered it, no problem. Transfer it right over to Bluehost, and you still get to pay that cheap $6.95. And then when it comes time to re-register, time to renew your domain registration, Bluehost will take care of that for you. Something to consider when you've already got your domain. Save you some cash right there. Bluehost.com. Go ahead and use the link on the side of Coverville.com when you're ready to sign up, and that kicks a little back my way and gets you some great hosting in the form of Bluehost.com. All right, let's get to some J-pop. I loves me some J-pop. This was a request from Ally Cakes. I'm sorry, I got to make sure I get the whole name here. DJ Ally Cakes, who is a DJ on a radio station in Brisbane, Australia, emailed me, had such the nicest things to say about the show and the fact that every once in a while on his radio station he'll do, or on his radio show, he'll throw in some covers, and a lot of it gets inspired by the stuff he hears on Coverville. So I'm very happy to play a track for him. This is a cover of Pop Music by M. Yes, that's the M song that everybody covers. It's performed by a J-pop group called X-Girl from their 2001 album Back to the Mono Caro. Going out to DJ Ally Cakes, here is X-Girl.
Pop music.
That is a group called Indochine, or Indochine, maybe. A French group, a French pop group called we'll say Indochine, because I think that is probably right. Doing a cover of Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Round, like a record. Going out to Arnaud in France. There you go. French guy requesting a French pop band. Doesn't get any better than that. Comes from their brand new album, La République des Meteors. Oh, man. My French. La République des Meteors. Oh, okay. Album that just came out this year from Indochine with that cover of You Spin Me Round Like a Record. Before that, some, boy, that is some audio caffeine for you, isn't it? A little bit of J-pop, or J-pop music, I guess would be more appropriate. At the M Song, pop music, covered there by Japanese pop group X-Girl from their 2001 release, Back to the Mono Caro. And, you know, say what you will about the... all the bells and whistles in Japanese pop music, but I love it. I mean, I think it's just so... I was actually sitting here dancing in the studio to that, bopping around. All right. And that one, by the way, is going out again to DJ Alley Cakes in Brisbane, Australia. Okay, let's talk really quickly about something cool coming up, and hopefully I'll have a lot more to talk about this thing. In September... Cheap Trick is going to be putting on 9 shows at the Las Vegas Hilton, starting on the 17th, basically going for 3 weeks, doing the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, I believe. Yes, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights for the 3 weeks, starting September 17th. They are going to be doing some concerts at the Las Vegas Hilton each night, covering the entirety of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And Tina and I are going to be there that very first night, or at least that first weekend, maybe the Friday night show or the Thursday night show. And I'm trying to see, you know, at least doing maybe some sort of meetup or some sort of thing out there. If there are any listeners out there in the Las Vegas area who want to get together in September, I'm letting you know with a lot of time ahead of time, aren't I? We'll figure out more about this as we get closer, but feel free to email me at coverville@gmail.com. I'm talking to the promoter. I've sent a couple messages and going to follow up with a phone call tomorrow to see about doing some sort of promotion on Coverville, seeing if maybe I can give away tickets or something like that. But I'll let you know more about that as we get closer. I think it's a fun thing, you know. Obviously, we love covers, we love the Beatles, and we love Cheap Trick, so this seems like the perfect audience, doesn't it? So keep an eye out for that, coming, like I said, to the Las Vegas Hilton in September. And we'll talk really quickly. No, we won't. Actually, we'll jump to their next set. That's what my notes say anyway. Let's go to another couple of songs from the 80s. This one coming from a band in Minneapolis and requested, by Dave in San Jose. It's a group called Quiet Drive, and it comes from a soundtrack to the movie John Tucker Must Die, which came out in 2006. A lot of covers, if I remember correctly, there were a lot of covers on that album. And Dave in San Jose wanted to hear this one. It's a cover of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. Here's Quiet Drive.
I kept you, paper boy, but things don't really change. Standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I tried, I tried, tried, tried. There's no sign of life, it's just the power to jog, lying in the rain, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try, I try and try and try and try. Never gonna fall for modern love, walks beside me, modern love, walks on by, modern love, gets me to the church on time. Church on time terrifies me, church on time makes me party, church on time puts my trust in God and man. God and man, no confessions, God and man, no religion, God and man, no, I don't believe in modern love, modern love. It's not really work, it's just the power to charm, still standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye. But I try, I try and try and try. Never gonna fall for modern love, walks beside me, modern love, it just walks, modern love. Gets me to my church on time. Church on time terrifies me. Makes me party. And it puts my trust in God and man. God and man. No confessions, God and man. No religion, God and man. No, I don't believe in modern love. Modern love. Modern love walks on by. Modern love walks beside me. Modern love walks on by. Oh.
Jean-Claude Van Damme just came out with a movie recently called JCVD, kind of a documentary about the man behind the movies. And that song was played during the closing credits. That is Marie Mazziotti from her 2000 album, This Time From the Heart, with a cover of Modern Love, originally by David Bowie. That one is going out to Tony in L.A. Yeah, you thought I was going to say that Jean-Claude Van Damme performed that, didn't you? By coming right out of the song into that. Shame on you. Before that, Quiet Drive with their cover of Time After Time by, originally by Cyndi Lauper. That's a Minneapolis, Minnesota band that Dave in San Jose heard and wanted me to play on the show. Great track there. Very straightforward, straight ahead. Kind of a new pop sound to it. Very cool. Quiet Drive with Time After Time. All right, Tina is in the studio here for a little Musically Challenged. And anything you want to say? I think we'll just jump right into it if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go.
This is another one from the Christian Buddhist.
Good evening, Brian and Tina. This is Christian Buddhist from Stowe, Mass. With another Zen Music Challenge. It did so well at the movie-based challenge that I'm switching to the small screen. But then, with the recession, many people are staying at home and avoiding the playhouse. Here are five songs that have a connection to a TV show. Tina gets a point for correctly guessing the name and artist for the songs, but Brian has to come up with one special person per song to score a point. The first song is from an artist who started in Nas in the 60s and is still making music today.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through.
That was probably a little too obscure for Tina, Yep. Brian certainly saved the day.
Yeah, okay. So that's Todd Rundgren. I don't know the song, though. I'm not even 100% sure that it's Todd Rundgren, but the vocals did sound like Todd. All right.
The next clip is from a very popular 70s song, but it's the intro that's never played on the radio. This is Brian's Forte.
Oh, I love that.
I have no clue.
That is the opening. Yeah, it's true. It never gets played on the radio. That's the opening to Steely Dan's Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
That would be why I don't know it.
Okay.
Can Tina guess the song from just a guitar solo? Can Brian name the guy playing this riff?
There you go, Steely Dan.
Yep. And I think the Walter Becker was the guitarist. Donald Fagen was the pianist in that group and vocalist. So I'm going to say it's Walter Becker.
Moving forward to Brian's favorite decade, here's a song from that era of Big Hair and Synth Addicts. Tina will remember Anthony Michael Hall and Kelly LeBrock partying to this tune. Brian, who composed the song?
Oh, Oingo Boingo? Mm-hmm. Danny Elfman?
Very good.
Oh, what is that? Shoot. I was just listening to it like last week.
They had a whole album named after this song. I think it's probably their...
I just see this like a skeleton
yeah.
on the cover, and I can't tell you what the name of the song is.
That's good enough. Dead okay. Man's Party.
There you go.
Yes.
Jump forward another dozen years, and Keanu Reeves is dodging bullets in slow motion. Tina's a bit of a metalhead. Can you name this song from the remix intro? Brian, you have to name the artist.
Oh, that's okay. All we get?
I have no idea. Didn't seem very metalheady to me.
No. Yeah, I got nothing on that one. Unless it's like Chemical Brothers or something like that.
Hey, the songs are getting kind of random. Time for the closer. Tina should easily get the band name and song title, but Brian has to name the composer from Akron, Ohio, nicknamed Bougie Boy, who went on to further fame.
Oh, see, I could even say that that's Mark Mothersbaugh, and you still wouldn't have any idea what's coming.
No, it's probably like Vanilla Ice or something.
Nope.
Go ahead. That's Devo.
Very good song.
Whip It.
Very good. Okay. Nice job. Yeah, they just reunited, too.
All right.
The first clip was Todd Rundgren with We Gotta Get You a Woman.
Oh, you know what we gotta do is figure out what they all have in common. So Devo's Whip It, The Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, Steely Dan, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Golly. I don't know. Okay, we'll have to, maybe we'll get it as we go through.
The Hermit of Mink Hollow has been writing, producing, and performing for over 40 years.
We gotta get you a woman, and when we're through with you, we'll get me one, two.
The second clip was, of course, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, the 1974 hit from Steely Dan, featuring Jeff Skunk Baxter on lead guitar.
Oh.
He is currently a defense consultant in addition to other side projects.
Ricky, don't lose that number. Ricky, don't lose that number. Ricky, don't lose that number.
The third song was Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, featuring the talents of Danny Elfman. After seeing Weird Science, I just had to get a fuzzy suit like the boys, but no supermodel ever took me away in a pink Cadillac.
It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door.
The penultimate song was Drag.
You know, when you type and you do Facebook while we're doing the show, you can totally hear the clickety click of your typing.
Okay, great.
Just letting you
know.
That's
fantastic.
Regular by Rob Zombie, which appeared on the soundtrack to The Matrix, a movie that launched millions of leather trench coats.
Don't you worry, don't you worry, don't you worry, don't you worry, don't you worry.
Martina. I hope you got the final song, Whip It, by Devo. The major creative force behind the band was Mark Mothersbaugh, who was once in a band with Chrissy Hynde at Kent State University.
When a problem comes along, you must whip it before the cream sets out too long. You must whip it when something's going wrong.
Okay, now you know the songs. What do the following people have in common? Todd Rundgren, Danny Elfman, Jeff Baxter, Mark Mothersbaugh, and Rob Zombie?
Oh, yeah, okay. They're all film composers. Obviously, Danny Elfman, you know, has been doing so much of that. But Mark Mothersbaugh did, like, the Rugrats theme. He's done, like, tons of stuff. He did that Four Rooms for Quentin Tarantino and a lot of stuff like that. Rob Zombie did the... Well, I know he directed or produced the... that horror flick, and I can't remember which one, but he probably did the music for that one too. All right, let's see what they say or what he says.
Click the nuts, la 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 la, click the nuts, la 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 la.
They, along with jazz bassist Stanley Clark, the Residents, George Clinton, Cyndi Lauper, and Dweezil Zappa, all contributed to the Pee Wee Herman Show, the only Saturday morning TV program with more adults watching than kids. Of course, you may have guessed that from the opening music.
Today's secret word is door.
No, you all know what to do whenever we hear the secret word, right?
Scream.
Holy cow. No, I did not pull that together. But that's cool. That's really cool. Huh.
These artists composed music for the show, but Rob Zombie was a production assistant. I wish I could have seen that one.
Wish? Did somebody say wish?
Zombie.
Mecca-lecca hi, mecca-hiney-ho.
Paul Rubens appeared with Phil Hartman, Jimmy Smits, and Lawrence Fishburne back when he had more hair.
Howdy, Cowboy Curtis!
Howdy, Pee-wee!
Well, goodbye, everybody!
Goodbye, Pee-wee!
Hey, somebody open the door!
That was a good one.
And thank you, Brian and Tina, for playing along today. This is Christian Buddhist with the Zen Trivia Challenge saying, sayonara!
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for that one. That was great. And good left turn on the what they all had in common, too. Was not expecting that. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And you listener, you, thank you for joining us for the show. If you want to get in touch with me for requests, suggestion, idea, recommendation, anything like that, you can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. On Thursday, we go back into the cover story bucket for a show recommended by Roger, I believe, The Kinks. Ray Davis had a birthday last year, he did have one last year, and he's going to have one this year, too. Had a birthday at the end of last month, and with everything happening that kind of pushed all the shows around, I wanted to make sure I still did a Kinks cover story, a Kinks cover story volume 2. So that's one to look up in the archives. If you want to hear volume 1, just jump back into the archives, do a search for the Kinks, listen to that one, and it'll prepare you for Thursday night's show. Until then, though, this is Brian Abbott Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.